It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side over the weekend. The Cal Ripken State Tournaments and the Missouri baseball landscape. 9U, 10U, and 12U at Mineral Area College. Boonville won the 9U championship, beating the Mineral Area National 9U team. The Mineral Area 10U Nationals punched their ticket to the World Series. The Mineral Area 11U team had an automatic bid to the World Series at the 11U. And in the 12U championship, Branson beat Boonville to punch their ticket to the 12U World Series. That is played in Branson this year, and because it's in Branson, Branson gets to host, and they get an automatic bid, so the second-place finishers in the tournament over the weekend, Boonville, will also advance to the World Series in Branson. All of those rounds coming up August 6th through the 16th. Also on the local side, coming up on Wednesday, we send you back to May 2nd and Hal Lowry Field in our KFMO Classic Series. It's a rebroadcast of the Region 16 sub-regional series between Mack and Three Rivers. From May 2nd, a game in which Mack trailed by 4 entering the bottom of the ninth, Cole Waterman came up with a grand slam to tie the game. And later on in the extra frames, in the 12th, Christian Kuiper would walk it off and force a decisive Game 3. This KFMO Classic re-airs in its entirety Wednesday night at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO, the KFMO app, and online at KFMOsports.com. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up the first half, the quote-unquote first half, if you will, on Sunday as they enter the All-Star break with the game recap on the series finale between the Braves and Cardinals. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals go to the All-Star break. They have a record of 50-45 as Atlanta scored a run, a controversial run in the ninth inning, to win 4-3 yesterday. It was a hit-by-pitch that was called by the batter, Michael Harris, that had hit him on the elbow. Seeing the replays, hard to tell, but after a review, they said he was hit. And after that, Mauricio Dubon hit a ground ball to short. Mason Wynn threw the ball away. The go-ahead run, Albie scored. The Braves made it stand up 4-3.
And Ollie Marmol got tossed after that call, so he tied Whitey Herzog for second place all-time with the Cardinals. A rough ending for the Cardinals, but only 14 hits in the three games against the Braves.
And the Cardinals managed to win 2 out of 3, and they'll be playing at Arizona Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and three games in Anaheim before they come back to Busch Stadium.
Looking forward to the rest, but looking forward to the schedule after the break.
Airtime on Friday night will be 7:45 Central.
The Cardinals enter the break a game behind the Miami Marlins for the final wild card spot. After winning 8 straight, the Marlins have dropped 3 straight, allowing the Cards to get back within reaching distance. The Redbirds enter the All-Star break, and today the Home Run Derby. With more on the Home Run Derby, here's Jared Max.
Welcome to the 2026 Major League Baseball All-Star Break. 3.5 months from the start of the World Series, the team that's won the Fall Classic the last 2 years, the Los Angeles Dodgers, again sitting atop the standings. LA has 3 players in the starting lineup for the National League in tomorrow's All-Star Game on Fox. From Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, where tonight it's the Home Run Derby on Netflix. A format change this year. No more running clock. Each batter will take 20 swings in the first round, 15 swings in the semifinals, 15 in the final. If a player hits a home run on his last swing, he gets to keep swinging until he fails to hit one out. Fan favorite tonight, Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper. Last year's runner-up, Junior Caminero, a slight favorite over Harper to win.
Jared, thanks. Full list of participants for the Home Run Derby. Munetaka Murakami from the Chicago White Sox, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies, Jordan Walker from your St. Louis Cardinals, Wilson Contreras from the Boston Red Sox, Jack Caglione from the Royals, Ben Rice from the New York Yankees, and Junior Caminero for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Home Run Derby tonight on Netflix. And in the Wimbledon Championships over the weekend, the champion in the women's single on Saturday, it's Neskova beating Machova in 3 sets, 2-1. And in the gentlemen's final, Jannik Sinner defends his crown last year with another. He needed 4 sets to beat Zverev Sunday for the Wimbledon Championship. And the FIFA World Cup semifinals on hand coming up this week. With more, here's Greg Thompson.
For the first time since FIFA started its rankings in 1992, the top four countries have all advanced to the semifinals of a World Cup. On Tuesday, it's number one ranked France trying to reach its third straight final, taking on 2010 champion Spain. France is led by Kylian Mbappe, who's tied for the World Cup lead with 8 goals, and Spain led by Lamine Yamal, who's playing this match just 1 day after his 19th birthday. Then on Wednesday, Lionel Messi and defending champion Argentina take on England, a rematch of the famous 1986 Hand of God quarterfinal when Argentina's Diego Maradona illegally punched the ball into the net, but referees allowed the goal to stand. Both semifinals are at 3 Eastern and can be seen on Fox TV.
Greg, thanks. To the NASCAR Cup Series raced at Echo Park Speedway at Atlanta on Sunday night. Ryan Blaney led the most laps, and he made a last lap pass for the win after the Cup Series endured a rain delay that lasted more than 3 hours. Blaney the victor at Echo Park Speedway. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.